worship with choir and orchestra and handbells, and the kids sang. It was a wonderful day of music. And our celebration of the season in music continues this afternoon. Our recital this afternoon is very informal. It's really designed as a chance for members of the congregation to showcase their talents. We have several young people in the church who are taking music lessons. We have some kids who study at Vibes. And we wanted them to have an opportunity to share their talent. And because FCC is an inclusive place, as much as we love having the kids up front, we didn't want it to only be about the kids. We let the old people up too, as Michelle says. So a few of our choir members have signed up to share a piece. We still have a couple performers who are listed who are not here this afternoon, but hopefully they will make their way in. And we'll be very flexible. We might end up going in a slightly different order than is on the program. But the plan is simply when your name is listed, you're invited to go ahead and come up. If you're comfortable doing so, you can go to the mic and say your name and the title of the piece you will perform. In case there's someone here who might not know the names of all of our performers this afternoon, if you're a little bit shy and you don't want to say your name, that's okay too. But I will not introduce every single performer. We'll just follow along on the program, and we'll let everyone come up when it is their turn to share their talent and their gift of music. We're beginning this afternoon with the Rislov family.
Thank you. I'm going to attempt this because I went home after church this morning, took a nap and woke up and almost lost my voice because I'm fighting bronchial stuff that I've had before. So thank you. I'm a little raspy. So. Right. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Tell the other kiddies, knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Michelle said, you should sing. And I said, no, I don't want to ruin everybody's holidays. But what I do know is poetry. And so I was going to share some Christmas poetry, even though I didn't have a favorite Christmas poem, and came to realize that there's a lot of really bad poetry out there written about Christmas. So instead, you get some of my favorites. This is My Creed by S. Edgar Guest, who was my first favorite poet. My Creed. To live as gently as I can, to be no matter where a man, to take what comes of good or ill, and cling to faith and honor still, to do my best and let that stand the record of my brain and hand. And then should failure come to me, still work and hope for victory. To have no secret place within, to stoop unseen to shame or sin, to be the same when I am alone as when my every deed is known, to live undaunted, unafraid of any step that I have made, to be without pretense or shame, exactly what men think I am. To leave some simple mark behind, to keep my living having lived in mind, if enmity to aught I show, to be an honest, generous foe, to play my part, nor whine that greater honors are not mine. This, I believe, is all I need for my philosophy and creed. And then there is my favorite poet. I found an interview with Maya Angelou that said that this poem was actually for her mother. But I think it can touch any part of our life where we are loved. Touched by an angel. We, unaccustomed to courage, exiles from delight, lived coiled in shells of loneliness, until love leaves its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train comes ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet if we are bold, life's love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity, and in the flush of love's light, we dare to be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free. And then there's my new favorite living poet, because my aunt Maya Angelou died. This is Rudy Francisco, A Letter from the Apocalypse. Your name has become synonymous with free iPads, reparations, and a whole bunch of other things that won't happen anytime soon. You've become the laughingstock of all disasters. I imagine hurricanes make fun of you. I bet your girlfriend is cheating on you with a snowstorm. Donald Trump says he wants to see your birth certificate. And if you won a Grammy, Kanye West would interrupt you. Apocalypse? People are laughing. They think you are just another prank call from God, a punchline in Revelations. They act like you're not the rapture, like you're not the last chapter of the Bible, like you're not wrath and smoke and lightning. Tell those people you're the Armageddon, a clenched fist waiting for a reason, a hammer in the right hand of divine intervention. They have clearly forgotten that you are hellfire and brimstone. They snicker when you're mentioned in conversation and put LOL next to your name on Twitter. These people don't respect you. I'm not saying you should have ended the world, but you could have at least knocked down a tree. Let them know you mean business. And also from Rudy Francisco. Definitions. Envy is when someone walks around with a pocket full of "that should have been me." Insecure is when you turn up the volume on all the wrong voices. Hate is what happens when you put a shotgun in the face of understanding and it cowers in the corner. Courage is ripping your heart from your chest and saying, "Here, hold this for me." Truth is everything you tell yourself when you realized you were the only one still paying attention. Self is whoever you become when the door is locked. Trust is jumping into someone's arms and knowing you won't have to pick yourself up when it's all over. Love is a table full of hemlock you're dying to try. Faith is doing what you love for a living and watching the bills pay themselves. Failure is when you talk yourself out of becoming something amazing. Victory is standing in the front of the school bully with no intention of backing down and a fistful of irony. Success is explaining to your mother exactly what you do for a living without feeling ashamed. It's falling asleep at 2 a.m., waking up at 4 a.m., and going to work with excitement stitched into the fabric of your smile. Success is a thank you letter from a kid who lives in a city you've never been to. It's breaking up a fight between a person and everything that has told them they will never be more than what they are. When I was 14, my friend Adam stole a dictionary from his English class. He brought it home, and we set it on fire. Since then, I've been defining things for myself. And my last poem is one I wrote. And this is for my quilting friends. We hear frost say, nature's first green is gold. Innocence seen as a fragile flower whose shoot experience cannot help but mold. But light brings growth and strength-building power. In truth, we value what we cannot grasp, so mourn when Eden sinks to grief. But often we chase shadows never cast when light calls life into a budding leaf. Nature's last green is also gold, matured and burnished, forged by pain and joy and time. The knowing in a knowing smile, assured that life's regrets and its delights entwine. A life well lived renews everyone that's met. Equally precious, the sun's rise and set.
Colin hasn't made it this afternoon, so we will go ahead with the Peterson family.
Can we use both or? Okay. This is Willa Peterson and I'm Melanie Peterson. We're going to be singing Rudolph first. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one snowy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee,
yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Good job. We've got one more we're going to try. That's one of our favorite songs to sing. Mm-hmm. It's called Creep On In. And it's not Christmas, but it's full of heart. Ready?
Yeah.
There's a big old hole goes right through my soul. And this old shoe and the water on the ground ain't got no place left it's found. So it's only got one thing left to do.
Just creep on in, creep on in.
And once it has begun, it won't stop until you're done snaking in. This silver moon came a little too soon. Oh, for me to bear, it shines brightly on my bed and its shadows overhead. Won't let me sleep as long as it's there. So just creep on in. Again, it won't stop until you're done sneaking in. There's a big old hole goes right through my soul. Oh, there ain't nothing new. But as long as you're around, ain't got no place else you found. Well, there's only one thing left for you to do. Creep on in. Creep on in. It won't stop until you're down sneaking in.
Creeping in.
Sneaking in.
Creeping in.
And that's it.
Louder than I expected. Maybe. Stopped. Do I need to come back and check something? It worked earlier. Is someone playing the piano or anything who wants to go before me? Yeah, Reese can go while we wait for the recording. Reese and Michelle are going to go before me so we can figure out the recording.
Sit in your chair. This is Reese Elser, and he's going to do Jingle Bells. Oh. Okay. Ready? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Try mine? Okay. Well, my name is Michelle Elser, and I'm going to sing I Saw Mama Kissin' Santa Claus. Maybe. We'll see if it works. I'll sing an a cappella.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. And I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kiss.
What? Oh, that's fine.
Underneath his beard so snowy white.
at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I'm Lonnie McBee, and I'm going to play a special Christmas arrangement of Clara de Lune.
Thank you, Lonnie, and thank you to all of our performers this afternoon for sharing your talent. I think we may have learned we have even more musicians in the church than we knew, and we look forward to some of our youngest musicians continuing to grow in their skills and be able to share further in the future. We're going to close today by singing one carol together. Page 143 in the Chalice Hymnal is Joy to the World. Lonnie has graciously agreed to play that for us. If you'd stand, we'll sing all three verses. There's a reception waiting for us downstairs. There's cookies, some treats left from this morning's tasting party, hot cocoa, and some cold beverages as well. I hope everyone will stay and enjoy a time of refreshment. Again, thank you for coming to celebrate the season with us in this Christmas recital, sharing of poetry and music. We look forward to seeing everyone in church next Sunday and then for Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. May you be blessed with the joy of Christ in your heart as you go forth and share that joy with the world. Amen.